On 15 August 2026, ZS6 SRC-37 was already well on its fifth circumnavigation around the southern hemisphere. It crossed over Australia and exited north of Fraser Island and is now over the southern Pacific. This balloon is not wasting time, being driven along at 152 kilometers an hour at a steady altitude of 12,420 meters above sea level. ZS6 SRC-39 has gained altitude since it was launched and is now at 15,900 meters above sea level. This air mass that this balloon is in has resulted in the speed at which the balloon is traveling to vary quite significantly. The last report was on 12 August over northeastern Australia, traveling in a southeasterly direction towards Brisbane. On Saturday morning at 09:12 local time, ZS1 ERZ-14 was launched from the Eisteddfod Point Lighthouse. The balloon is carrying a 10-meter whisper beacon on channel 464. The last reported position at the time of writing this program was close to the Comptuis River heading towards Quiberga, or PE as we know it. The Eden Radio Club is also participating in the 29th International Lighthouse and Lightship Weekend, this weekend at Eisteddfod Point Lighthouse. Today we will look at two other VHF ionospheric propagation modes, forward scatter and backscatter. Firstly, forward scatter. Ionospheric scattering is a strange phenomenon that occurs when the D layer is highly ionized at a height of 85 kilometers and could scatter 50 MHz signals over a distance of 2000 kilometers while causing fadeouts on the lower frequency and HF frequency bands. This occurs only at the peak of the solar cycle when there is a lot of VHF activity around. This unusual phenomena was recorded by Mike, ZS2 Foxtrot Mike, during solar cycle 21 at Port Elizabeth, when the ZS6 Delta November beacon on 50.050 MHz appeared before noon with a consistent signal until the afternoon when it faded out. During this period, he could also copy stations such as Division 6 talking to Division 5 stations. Mike had the privilege of witnessing a scientific test on 50 MHz conducted by Dave Larson, ZS6 Delta November at Irini, and Jack de Villiers, ZS6 Lima November at Pietersburg. They both started by pointing their beams north at 0 degrees, and then they turned both beams 10 degrees east and took signal strength readings. They continued this until they have completed the full 360 degrees, where not much difference in signal strengths were observed. Ionospheric scattering decreases rapidly at higher frequencies, which means that 50 MHz band is the only band that will be useful for radio amateurs to experiment on this propagation mode. Now we look at backscatter. Backscatter on VHF to microwaves have been used for years to measure distances to or track aircraft. Water is four times more reflective as ice, as recorded by weather radar. Rain produces moderate backscatter, being stronger with larger drops from thunderstorms, or much weaker with smaller drops from mist and drizzle. But it was in the field of radio astronomy where it reached a refined art, by producing clear images of the surfaces of planets obstructed by thick clouds, such as Venus, or even some of the asteroids, as optical telescopes cannot penetrate thick haze. Backscatter is also present on 50 MHz, during high ionospheric F2 layer activity, but quite weak on 144 MHz. Distant rainstorms, or even hail, can produce backscatter signals for the duration of the storm, and lightning could possibly also do so. Where local beacons are located some distance from the receiving station, it can reflect backscatter signals from aircraft over a few hundred kilometers, as observed from ZS2 X-ray/Bravo in Port Elizabeth. Zulu Echo 2 Juliet Victor in Harare, and ZS6 Papa Whiskey in Pretoria were separated about 1,000 kilometers from each other, and yet they could both hear their respective 28.988 MHz beacons from early morning until late at night, and could enjoy a backscatter QSO almost every day. Surprisingly, it has been shown conclusively that this backscatter on 28 MHz comes mostly from the ground and not the ionosphere. ZS6 Delta November at Irini, about 12 kilometers from ZS6 Papa Whiskey, transmitted pulses from his beacon and measured the time delay between the ground wave and backscatter signals, which is equivalent to one hop F2 at 3,000 kilometers northwest and southeast from his QTH. Next week we will talk about aircraft scatter and look at rain scatter and an interesting project where you can build your own weather radar system. How about telling us about that exciting long-distance contact that you have made on the VHF and above bands, or about that project that you are working on in the VHF and above bands? Send me a consolidated report of your activity or project with any additional photos, audio or video clips to bjacobza@gmail.com. Remember, by sharing your activities with us allows us to tell the rest of the amateur community about your achievements, and the more we promote the activity on the VHF and above bands, the better chance we have of encouraging more amateurs to explore the world above 30 MHz. This program is compiled, edited and presented for Amateur Radio Today by Brian Jacobs, ZS6 Yankee Zulu.